Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
To have you with me, thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm very pleased to welcome to the program Adrian Kibiski. He is the General Counsel for Poland in New York, and it's great to have you back. I know your time is really tight. Obviously, there's a lot that's going on, and so let's just take our few moments that we have together You guys are engaged in building a wall, as I understand it. Talk to me a little bit about that, and then I really want to get your thoughts with regards to where things stand over there, the escalations, and just your forecast from your perspective.
The wall that we're discussing is between the Poland and Belarus, since Belarus is running multiple provocations over time against Poland, sending out illegal migration, to some extent paid migration, people who are sent, promised to Belarus to enter European Union. And the major aim of it is to create a humanitarian crisis on the border of Poland and obviously cause destruction. And Poland is very strongly against it. There was a time a couple of months ago when the situation heated up very much. There were people waiting there, which is unjustified, it's unfair, and obviously it violates all the rules, also the rules that regulate the refugee migration. The only solution is to build a permanent separation, something that will put down and put a full stop to this problem, to this existing problem. And this wall is being built. It's rather a fence, I should say, to have a proper protection over the border. And obviously, as you know, Poland is a very welcoming country. Anyone who wants to come to Poland on the refugee the purposes and to try to achieve the asylum and refugee status in Poland. There are regulations that Poland is fully compliant with, but no, we say strongly and firmly no to illegal migration and sending refugees, weaponized refugees from the Middle East and from other places against Poland and against Europe.
Well, and this has been a big problem over there that until now, you know, most of Europe has pretended doesn't exist, and yet we've seen film of areas, Germany as an example, being overrun by illegal immigration.
So as I mentioned, Poland was always open to welcome people in need. But it has to make at least a minimum sense. It cannot be imposed because every country and every nation knows the capacity, the limits that they can accommodate. And also they have every right to set the ground rules of not only the quota, but also the quality of help that they're able to provide to those people, because it's not a solution as it's been implemented in other parts of Europe to put up the refugee camps for refugees and let them just stuck them there for years. It comes only as a burden for the society, but it's also inhuman and gives lack of dignity to those people. Mm-hmm. Smart, if it's smartly handled, it can be solved like Poland took the approach towards the Ukrainian refugees. And I think this is rather the blueprint to follow than just imposing artificial numbers of random refugees. Many of them, we suspect many of them are not even a proper refugees, just sent to the countries for the economic purposes, being promised or being that they obviously pay to migrate. This is a giant operation against Europe, talking about this Belarus particular situation,
right.
And we will never agree to use it against and cause destruction in this moment of change and this moment when everyone is focused on helping Ukraine.
Well, the other piece of Belarus that I have to wonder about is you know, just like Ukraine was originally invaded at Crimea, you know, that border area between Belarus and Poland and the efforts to kind of overrun it with these migrants, certainly has to be a concern of Poland that the same kind of game plan that Russia used with Crimea could potentially be used through Belarus into Poland.
That's a one scenario. Although those migrants were mostly from Middle East, they weren't the migrants of Russian or Belarusian roots. So the problem was a little bit different. But yes, there's some additional aspect of putting these fences, basically to create the physical barrier between the Poland and one of the major allies of our enemy, our common enemy, Russia. Mm-hmm. So that makes a lot of sense on many other aspects as well. Still, we think that the physical fence and this physical barrier will help us to protect also the territory of Poland. So there are multiple aspects why we have to seal the borders. And again, we accept many Belarusian people, by the way, who decide to run from their countries.
Run to freedom.
Towards freedom. Sure. And the opposition leaders, people who just feel unsafe and are being prosecuted in Belarus. And mm-hmm. we accept them, and many people already came to Poland and were more than happy to help all of those people in those circumstances. But sure. Illegal immigration is completely unacceptable, using by a regime just to create distortion in the region.
Speaking of the Ukrainian situation, we hear a lot of different things in the West through media and other sources relative to the conflict and what's happening and escalations and who's winning and who's losing and all those kinds of things. I know you've only got a few minutes left, but obviously I would assume that you've got a fairly bird's eye view from the information you give without divulging intelligence that you can't share. But what would you tell people about what's happening over there and what's going on?
So there are hopes and there is realities. Starting from the hopes is that we do believe that still Ukraine can be deployed with the enough amount of weaponry to achieve major success and continue this pushing back, counteroffensive, pushing back the Russian invaders from the Ukrainian territory. And as far as we know, the Ukrainian military is getting ready to actually start this counteroffensive against the invaders very soon this spring. And we take this coming months to be a turning point, potentially turning point of the dynamics of this war, obviously in favor of Ukraine. But the reality is, if we look at this helicopter view through the bird eye, I think that we are entering the period which is the most dangerous in all conflicts, because this period of time is not spectacular. In most of the conflicts, each side is keeping their positions for a while. No major success. No major progress in invasion either, and this status can last for, realistically speaking, even years. And it's dangerous because it makes us indifferent. We obviously have new problems, and we have to focus on new issues domestically. Ukraine is disappearing from the headlines, and I think that this is the biggest danger, because we've been talking about it in the previous programs, and I repeat it constantly, that Russia is running a war of exhaustion. Everything what is related to time is playing in hands of Russians. And I think that this is something they really count on, that our support will soften and eventually will drop Ukraine, considering that the effort that is no longer necessary or no longer acceptable. And that will ultimately mean that Russia is going to win. Even without taking over physically the territory of Ukraine, keeping this spot, this stripe, or however you call it, between the NATO and the Western world and Russia, is Russia's gain, because this is the second objective after Russia realized that they're not able to occupy or take over Ukraine. Their second goal, their second plan, I think still in realization, is that they try to keep this piece of land as sort of a boundary, the place Which will neither be, they will obviously not be a part of Russia, but they will also not be a part of Western civilization. So disturbing and the stabilization of Ukraine is something that is Putin's and Russia's goal. And it would be our huge loss not being able to include Ukraine into our community. So in that dangerous time when everything's starts to take a little bit longer than we assumed, we should remain focused and we should remain engaged and help those people in fighting, providing them with everything they need to continue that fight, because they do want to fight, even though it's been a while and obviously it cost a lot of lives on the Ukrainian side. They never think of giving up, so it's really courageous, and we must just help them.
What role does disinformation play in the messaging that Russia is using? And then I'll let you go.
This is a major weapon. And frankly speaking, Russia is probably one of the best in the world using all platforms, internet platforms, social media, all across the spectrum to misinform. We hear a lot of fake news regarding what is happening in Ukraine, also in relation to demean the administration, Ukrainian administration send out some false accusations, or at least the accusations that have never been proved. So spreading propaganda is very, very efficient and very successful everywhere. And the attempts are visible here in the United States of America, in Poland, in many other countries. Where Russians are still present, we have to be very conscious consuming or absorbing information that are being spread out. This is a serious threat. On the other hand, we don't have the same level of access as Russians have to our minds and souls. We don't have the same access to the Russian people. And I think I say that with a huge regret, because they do should have the access to the free independent media. This is the only way how Russia can kind of release itself and Russian nation can release itself from that dreadful and deadly regime.
All right. I know you have to run. I greatly appreciate
it. I'm very sorry. I appreciate being with you. Today is very hectic, and I can't, unfortunately, dedicate more time. But with that being said, I really hope that we can speak to each other very soon.
Amen. Absolutely. Adrian, thank you. Praying for you, praying for Poland. We appreciate you being with me today. Folks, you're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
So up next, we have Clanslight. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And Clanslight is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Unfortunately, due to circumstances that were beyond all of our control, Adrian did get called away and has matters of state that need to be addressed. So we greatly appreciate him taking the time to spend with us this morning and look forward to having him back again on a future date, sometime pretty near the future. All right, I've got an older piece that I want to play for you right now. This is an interview that I did in 2019, and let me pop that up for you, and let's see if we hang on one second. We're going to, well, thought I was. Nope. Not today. Okay, let's try this one. There we go. And we'll clear a couple of pieces off the board here. There we go. All right. Well, you can certainly see a difference, I think, between where I was physically in 2019 and where I am physically today. Bit of a difference. So, yeah, you might want to try some of the health products that I've got back here. CGRWellness.com. CGRWellness.com. All right, so this is an interview I did with attorney John Milkovich. He had a new book out, still is out. It's Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order. And what is eye-opening and what I think is prescient for today, prescient, I think that's the word, for today is the reality that what we're facing today is a, well, let me put it this way. So I started fighting this fight in California. Oh my goodness. I fought it for 18 years out there. So, starting in the 90s. Yeah, it was in the 90s. And I'll tell you how I remember that it was in the late 90s, about 10 years in, about 10 years after the writing of Overhauling a Straight America was written. Although we were still, I mean, we were fighting it then, but we really thought we were winning. And it had not, you know, gotten into the schools in the way, or at least we didn't think so. Now, I came to find out pretty early on because of our relationship with HSLDA. And Michael Ferris, the founder of HSLDA, fought a fight in 1980 regarding parental rights. And essentially what got him into it was a situation that happened, and I believe it was in Oregon. Oregon. And a young man like a freshman in high school, thereabouts, was complaining to his homeroom teacher that his parents were insisting that he go to church on youth group on Wednesday nights and church on Sunday morning. And so in making that complaint, she decided to turn the parents in to CPS. Now, it's the state of Washington, because what Washington had done was they had passed and put into law a UN package, which was supposedly defending the rights of the children. Well, but what defending the rights of the children actually was a means by which for the state to usurp parental rights and the state to become the parent of the child. And then how do you get children to agree to this? Well, you say, oh, well, you can watch all the TV you want. You can eat all the candy that you want. You can do whatever you want at home. And if mom or dad interfere with your perception of what's making you happy, then we'll remove you from that house. That's the essence of it. So the state of Washington adopted that as law. And so when this young man complained about his parents wanting him to go to church with them on Wednesdays and Sundays, the state stepped in with this teacher, and they removed that child from the home. And so that afternoon, that young man did not go home. That afternoon and into the early evening, and they are frantically now calling around trying to figure out what happened to him, because the school didn't notify him and the officials didn't notify him, and nobody let the parents know what happened to their kid. And they are frantically trying to look around and say, what happened to our child? And finally, as dusk sets, they receive a knock at the door, and there is a police officer and a counselor and a member of their child protective services, and they announce themselves and walk into the house and tell the parents that their child, that they believe the child was being abused by them by being told that the child needed to go to church twice a week. And subsequently, unless they are willing to agree that the child does not need to go to church twice a week, that the child can stay home on their own and whatever, they won't get their child back unless they agree to said things. Period. And so they're like, well, wait, no, this is our kid. We love our child. We love our son. And no, we're not going to agree to what you're saying. We're going to raise our child in the way that we believe our child should be raised. And thus enter Michael Ferris, who is a young attorney who ends up becoming the attorney representing the parents. And when he sees all of this, that's why he starts the HSLDA, the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. That also led to him beginning what's called parentalrights.org, which you can look up, parentalrights.org. And so he begins this fight to defend parental rights. All right, I'm going to take a break. I'll be back with more about this as I develop this for you in helping us to understand this history. And there's a purpose behind this, and I may need to get right into the John Milkovich interview and then come back next hour and help tie this together. So let's take that break, and then we'll be right back. Let me see if I can get this thing to click on and do what it's supposed to do.
So up next, we have ClanSlight. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlight is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My sincere apologies, folks. I'm not sure exactly how I managed to do that. I got a little bit sidetracked over on this end. Okay, I'm going to play this portion of this interview with John Milkovich, and then I will get back into. But the point of my sharing going back to Michael Ferris and HSLDA and the takeover of children at the school level is to help us understand that these are foundational issues. And so what the Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order book shows us is that the corruption and the manipulation and the deterioration of the FBI and of the Department of Justice and of those entities is not something that started under Barack Obama. It's not something that began, in 2012 or in 2016 when President Trump was president and there was all that we know happened with that. This is something that has been going on for many, 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 many years, going back before 9/11. All right, so here we go. Check this out.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, folks,
see how skinny
really
I am.
Glad to have you with me. Hour number two.
Yeah.
And right. We've got a great guest lined up for you today. He is a senator and an attorney out of Louisiana. And he has written the new book, Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order. I want to welcome to the program Attorney John Milkovich. John, welcome aboard. So good to have you today.
It's great to be on your show, Pastor, and what a wonderful honor and privilege to be on the program of a Christian, member of the clergy, Christian clergy. That's what an honor for me.
Well, thank you, sir. I greatly appreciate that. You know, I'm thrilled that you've written this book. I know that your background is on the Democratic side of the aisle there in Louisiana. What brought you to this conclusion that Robert Mueller is running an agenda for people outside of our country and to the detriment of our country?
Sure. Well, and number one, I'm not real hung up on party labels. I think we all need to get back in America to the Bible and the Constitution. Number two, I think maybe one thing that I'm good at, if I'm good at anything, and there's maybe not many things I am that good at, but if I am staring at the obvious long enough and hard enough, I may start to figure out the obvious. And what I perceived over the last period of years is that Donald Trump, President Trump, is an outsider. He is a maverick, a cowboy, a rebel. In Montana, where I'm from, we might call him a political bronc stomper. He's just outside the clique. He's not part of the establishment. And arrayed against him are a series of past presidents, and I will say the Bushes, the Clintons, Obamas, none of them like him. They're all against him. And it's very interesting when you see Mueller, Comey, Rosenstein all click up with, and connect with the Bushes and the Clintons and the Obamas and against President Trump. And I think, wait a minute, President Trump is here trying to do some good things. I don't know of anyone that's ever accused him of being a Sunday school teacher, yet here is this man, paradoxically, in fact, I was just on the phone literally with a statistics professor in Louisiana. I'm not authorized to use his name, but we'll try to, maybe we can get him on the show.
Okay.
He said, basically we had this conversation, what was the statistical likelihood that President Trump, never known to be a Sunday school teacher in the past, would be one of the strongest spokesmen and warriors and fighters for the faith? It's just crazy. But he stood up for the church. He stood up for freedom of expression of our Christian beliefs. He stood up for unborn babies and against the abortionists and against Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
He stood up for being fair, America getting a fair shake in our trade deals. He stood up for protecting our borders against weaponized immigration. He stood up for American sovereignty and us not being bossed around. So, in other words, I see President Trump trying to do some good things, and then all these people ganging up on him, and many in the mainstream media with him ganging up on him. I said, wait a minute. Why, if President Trump's trying to do something good and they're trying to take him out, I'm thinking they may have a bad agenda. And that's kind of what caused me to look at Robert Mueller.
Well, you start to add up. You're an attorney. You do trial. As you look at trial, you have to look at evidence. And you have to look at the mounting amount of evidence that's just there. And then, as you say, it presents itself. How do you fight with, you know, the truth is truth. There's always two different lenses, but the facts never change. The facts are the facts. And it's
my goodness.
Go ahead. Am I preaching to the choir?
I don't want to interrupt you because you're on a hot streak, Pastor.
Am I preaching to the choir, brother?
I mean, you're right. The facts don't change because someone's in the Republican Party or the Democratic Party or the Liberal or whatever. They are what they are. And in this case, in fact, the real irony of this is that, you know, many that probably would self-identify as leftist, liberal, progressive, blah, 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 Democrat, would defend Robert Mueller. Go back 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago, he was being heavily criticized. And by most of the people that were criticizing him would probably identify themselves as being left, Democrat, whatever side of the equation. And if you want, and this is your show, not mine, but if you want me to do a biopic or 35-second, 85-second, whatever, flyover of Robert Mueller's career, it's astonishing.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Whitey Bulger was the Winter Hill mobster in Boston, a bunch of dead bodies, and the amazing thing about it is the FBI was protecting him, tipping him off and protecting him when other law enforcement agencies tried to put him on ice. And not only was the FBI in Boston protecting him, they were participating in him with him in murders. Well, so we've got Whitey Bulger, at least 19 bodies have been attributed to him. He's been convicted of 11. And in the midst of this, Robert Mueller is the assistant U.S. attorney in Boston and then the acting U.S. attorney in Boston for a period of over 5 years, give or take, right in the middle of Whitey Bulger's reign of terror and FBI corruption, collusion, people getting killed. And this is our preeminent law enforcement officer. What did Robert Mueller do about Whitey Bulger and the FBI running a murder incorporated in Boston? He didn't raise his voice, didn't lift a finger, saw something, did nothing. We can fast forward a little bit to Pan Am 103. That's the flight from London to America that got blown up on December 21st, 1988. 270 lives lost. It was known almost immediately in the international intelligence community, including the U.S. Intelligence agencies. Who did it? It was Ahmed Jibril, a Palestinian terrorist, paid by Iran to blow up the plane. It was Mansour Al-Qassar, a Syrian drug dealer that helped get the bomb on board. He had a pipeline of paid-off baggage handlers that would put dope on planes, and in this case, they helped get a bomb on board. And then there were some crooked CIA officials that knew the plane was going to be blown sky high. They gave the green light for the flight to take off, told the agents on the ground, let it go, let it blow up, you know. And so inner stage left Robert Mueller, what does he do? Well, he makes sure that none of the guilty people get harassed, inconvenienced, let alone put behind bars. Jibril, the terrorist who had the bomb built, a get-out-of-jail-free card. Mansour Al-Qassar, the guy who helped get the bomb on board, he gets a get-out-of-jail-free card. The CIA officials, they don't even get a slap on the wrist. They get a mulligan, in effect. So he lets the guilty people responsible for 270 people being murdered in midair totally off the hook, and he targets scapegoats, two Libyan intelligence officers who had about as much to do with the bombing as two PE teachers in Fort Worth, Texas. We can talk about BCCI. Some people call it the Bank of Commerce and Credit International. Some call it the Bank of Crooks and Criminals International. President Bush Sr., President Bush 41, brings Mueller in to sweep the evidence under the carpet and make sure that the billionaire banksters that are financing drug trafficking, terrorism, international black ops, and illegal arms sales basically get off with a slap on the wrist. We can then move forward to, of course, Randy Weaver and his family get shot up in Ruby Ridge. At that point, Mueller was high up in the Department of Justice, and I don't have any evidence at this point that he helped plan the federal siege, but what we know is, of course, federal agents shoot up the family. The mom gets shot between the eyes as she's standing unarmed in the doorway of her home holding her 10-month-old infant daughter. 14-year-old son gets submachine gunned to death in the back as he's running away from what the family said was a federal ambush. The dad, Randy Weaver, gets They tried to kill him with a higher-powered rifle and a scope, but he moved at the last second. He got injured, not killed. Robert Mueller was incensed about it because federal agents shot up a family. No, he was incensed, according to people that were there. He was incensed that anyone had the audacity to criticize federal agents for shooting up a family. 9/11 gets kind of hairy because George Bush, 43, President 43, appoints Mueller to head the FBI 1 week before 9/11. Immediately, the dust has hardly even settled on the devastation of the World Trade Centers and approximately 2,900 lives, and there's Mueller in an overdrive flying bin Ladens and Saudi officials and royalty out of the United States so they cannot be interviewed, interrogated, or investigated. And we, of course, we now know that the Saudis bankrolled the hijackers while they were in America for many months, 10 months, a year, give or take, before the attacks even occurred. The Saudis were giving them money, lodging network, logistics support. So he bails them all out. And, of course, to make the Mueller method bring it full circle, he rounds up a bunch of hapless immigrants in New York City who had nothing to do with it and puts them in jail and, according to some, personally supervises their mistreatment. Basically let the guilty go free, persecute the innocent, and he did a bunch of other stuff to cover up 9/11. We probably don't want to bore your listeners. And bring it forward, though, to anthrax. Yeah. He had that investigation, and it was probably a government lab. The people that have researched that and knew the most about it said it had to be probably an American lab that had connections to the American military or American intelligence agencies. But instead he scapegoats Dr. Bruce Ivins, who actually had nothing to do with it. Dr. Ivins ends up dead. Official story, suicide. Other people have their doubts. But he died just as Mueller's phony, falsified anthrax investigation was fixing to face the judicial and public scrutiny inherent in legal proceedings. And one of the top anthrax, stop me if I'm getting boring, but...
No. Well,
Richard.
Yeah, go ahead.
One of the top anthrax experts in the world, Richard Spurtzel, said, look, in so many words, Ivins didn't do this. He couldn't have. He said, there's only four or five people in America that even know how to produce this highly weaponized anthrax that was used in the attacks. He says, Ivins isn't one of them. He said, I am. Ivins didn't even know how to do this. And he said, I'm one of the people that could do it. It would take me a year with my own lab and my own staff, and what would have taken me a year as one of the top experts in the world. They're saying this guy that didn't even know how to do it did by himself in a couple of days. He says it's ridiculous. Ivins' handwriting didn't match the messages sent. There was no evidence that he was in the area where the mailings were sent. So it's another Mueller cover-up. And, of course, just to wind this down and land this plane of the Robert Mueller flyover, he told America, and he told Congress under oath, in so many words, Hussein and or Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. That turned out to be a lie. There was zero weapons of mass destruction found, and that was a meme that was used to get us into the war of Iraq. We've had 4,500 American soldiers killed, spent about $1.7 trillion, scores of thousands of Iraqi civilians killed, and the surveillance state. Mueller lied and said, look, if we would have had a surveillance state in place spying on all law-abiding citizens, we could have stopped 9/11. 9/11 happened because we didn't have a surveillance state in place. We had no warnings in 9/11, which was a lie. We had a ton of warnings. The White House and the executive heads of the federal agencies ignored it for whatever reason. People have to figure that out on their own. So he lied, and we now have a surveillance state. And largely due to Mueller's lies and lobbying to Congress. So we've got the federal government spying on every telephone call, every cell phone. Anyway, I've gone on too long. I'm sorry.
No. Well, but you have presented the preponderance of evidence that many of us have already, you know, some of this is even deeper than I had gone with regards to who Mueller is and his connectivity to so many. Yeah. But basically, Mueller's the henchman of those who would destroy our Constitution, in a nutshell.
Those are classic words. I need to write that down. He's the henchman of those that would destroy our Constitution, in a nutshell.
That's where we're at. And You've now written a book. I assume that you have security.
Well, I do. I've got friends. I've got God. I have people praying for me.
There you go.
And we have a great nation that's
Amen.
Rising out of this oppression by federal agents and the Clintons, the Obamas, and the Bushes, and all our games. And people like Pastor Greg are rising up as one and saying, we've had enough. Our president is imperfect, and we're going to take him just the way he is, because we finally, in over the first time in over a quarter of a century, this is my opinion now.
There you
not
go.
Everyone agrees with this. For the first time in at least quarter of a century, we actually have a president that believes in something.
Yeah.
Do I agree with everything he does? I may not. Do I agree with everything he says? Probably not. But I love the fact that he actually believes in something. And yeah. I believe, this is my gut, I think he loves America. And, of course, this will come to, as a shock to some people. I believe he loves people. And I don't even, you know, he gets trashed for, well, he just cares about Americans. He doesn't care about anybody else. When is the last time that an American president went overseas and destroyed a terrorist organization, ISIS, in order to protect people that he would never see, that would never see America, that ISIS was devouring people
yeah.
in the Mideast.
Yeah.
And so, well, he doesn't care about anybody, Americans, and he doesn't care. Baloney. Well, folks, go ahead. I need, you know, if this is open line talk radio, if people want to call in and disagree, tell me something another president's done in the last 25 years that had no direct benefit. Well, of course, I think destroying ISIS doesn't benefit everyone, but most directly, he was sparing millions of people in the Mideast from the scourge of ISIS.
Well, and John, let's not forget that when America is strong, the world is secure.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Come on.
When America on. Is strong, the world is secure, because the bad guys know that the sheriff is back in town, and they know not to push. And this president, whether it was North Korea when they said, oh, don't challenge North Korea, my God, you'll start a nuclear war. No, you start nuclear wars by being a pacifist, okay? You open the gate to Hitler's by being a pacifist. That's how you open up those doors. Jesus walked into a temple and overthrew the tables.
Come on.
Okay? Jesus said to Pilate when he said, I hold your life in my hand. Jesus scoffed at him and said, nobody. Let me explain to you how the world really works. I've got legions yep. that are waiting on my command right now. And if I want, God. Your Roman Empire is done today. But that's not why yeah. I'm here, and that's why I turn my life over to you. You don't have control of me. I'm in charge. Don't forget it.
I love the way you're preaching.
We as Christians need to stop being panty waist pussyfoots and stop being true men of God. The men that God loved in the Old Testament were David's men of courage and courageousness. And what did yeah. God say to Joshua? Be bold and of good courage. What does Hebrews 4:16 say? Be bold. Come boldly before my throne. Don't come timidly. Don't come crawling out of the dark. Come boldly before my throne. You are you're royalty. That's what Chosen Generation's about, John. 1 Peter 2, 9. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy people.
You're just trying. Listen. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, brother. We're just having a conversation, and I'm having fun with it. You know, it's good stuff. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you're trying to get me fired up, and it's working.
Good. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. And we need to, and that's the goal, man. We got to be fired up together and understand this. What we're watching happen in Washington, D.C., the Mueller's, the Comey's, the McCabe's, the Strikes, the Pages, the Deep State, the Swamp, the Rosens, absolutely. Let's not forget him. You know, these people need to be brought up on charges. The Clintons, the Obamas, the Bushes. Look, our country has been being run under for 100 years, and it needs to stop.
Yeah, and I will say, and it's really interesting, Pastor Greg, that as I talk to people across America, I mean, listen, you're someone that studies, you're someone that thinks for yourself. You, Sean Hannity and Chris Cuomo are not writing out your script. And by the way, I respect a lot of the things that Sean Hannity has done and really do appreciate it. But I'm talking to people across America. You are too. They get it. People get it. And our generation, we haven't been dumbed down by Common Core. That's another fight we can talk about another day. We still have a generation of people that can think for themselves, and people are putting the dots together really by themselves, because what we're saying is perhaps not taught in any colleges. I mean, I think it's probably.
So here you see the tie-in to what I was saying before that break at the bottom of the hour. And that has to do, again, with what fight Michael Ferris fought in Washington back in 1980 and how this has been going. This is a battle that's been going on, and it's the indoctrination of children. It is the taking over of these institutions and entities like the FBI, like the Department of Justice, like BLM, EPA, the Department of Education, which really was lost to us in the 1920s. All of these issues, all of this stuff that has taken place, all these things that have happened, it's been to rock the foundation of our country, to assault the foundation of America. And so I want us to understand, and this is what Ecclesiastes chapter 1 says, the thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. None of this is new. None of this is brand new. Every bit of this has been played out. The means by which to dismantle a nation have been played out. It's happened over and over and over again. The reason that America has stood for 260 some odd years now, the reason that America has withstood when all of these other countries, you can go through and look at all the countries and the changes in their constitutions and new regimes and all the different things that have happened. The reason that those things have taken place and America has remained and held its course is because America was founded on something that none of those other countries had or held to when it came to understanding liberties. Yes, Britain said, and we watched a beautiful ceremony on Saturday, and there was a beautiful part to that ceremony. Cut out all of the excess noise and just listen to the words of the Bishop of Canterbury as he professes the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, and has he commissioned Charles and said, now your job is to be the defender of the faith. That's your job. Your purpose, the reason you're the King of England, is to defend the faith. What faith? The faith in Jesus Christ, the biblical Christian Protestant faith. It's your job to defend it. That was the commission that was given to the king. Now, obviously, you have all of this other stuff that's going on and the perversions and so on. But at the end of the day, biblical truth, and so there was a beauty that was associated with that. But in every single instance, see, they have veered away. They have moved away from that. America has stayed true to her foundation because of the Declaration of Independence and because of its relationship to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Because we have said that freedom of religion is at the very forefront of the First Amendment. And because we have said that we are one nation under God. And that's why God and everything related to God is under attack in our country. In my next half hour, we're going to talk with some folks about health. And we're going to talk about health freedom. And I hope you will tune in. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this. Dr. Gastone and Dr. Hilda join me on the other side. Project U Health. Project U Health. Health U Project. It's Health U Project. Back right after this.